Chaf Amud Beis. Chomer Bakodesh Mitruma. There are certain things, these are all Milos the Rabbanim. They're all rabbinic halachas. That the Rabbanim were machmer more by Kodesh, by Korbanos, than by Truma. Shemadbilim Kalim Besoch Kalim the Truma. You're allowed, if you have, Rashi learns that talking with both Kalim or Tomei, when we get to the Gemara later on, a few days, we'll see that Tosus argues on that, but in any case, Rashi learns that if you have two Kalim that are Tomei, one big one and a small one, you can put them both in the mikvah at the same time, the small one inside the big one, and be tovel them together for Truma. Avalola Kodesh. By Kodesh you can't do that, and the Gemara explains two reasons why not. One of them, because we're afraid of a chatzitza, that the, talking about heavy kalim, and the inside kli being heavy will be heavily against the outside one, and the water won't get in around the entire inside kli, and therefore, what's it called, we're afraid of chatzitza. And by truma, we're not afraid of that. Okay. When we get to the Gemara, we'll discuss it more. Okay. Avalola kodesh. You can't tovel one kli inside another kli when it comes to something that's for kedusha, for korbanos. Achorayim v'tochu beis hatzvita v'truma avalo b'kodesh. If a kli became tamei from something that's not really matamei a kli, only the rabbanon, right? Like what's it called? Like a liquid becomes a sheni and it can be matamei a kli, which never really happens min haTorah, right? But mid the rabbanon it happens. So then, if the back of the kli became tamei, the inside of the kli is not tamei. And if the inside of the kli became tamei, the back of the kli is not tamei. And the beis hatzvita, the Gemara says, two pshatim. One, beis hatzvita is a place where you grab the kli to hand it to somebody else. Or it's a crevice they make. I'm not sure exactly when we get there, we'll see. Either that they make a receptacle in the bottom of the kli, if you turn it over, to put mustard and vinegar in for dipping. For people who don't want to put the mustard and vinegar in their kli before they drink and use that for dipping and then pour it out and put the drink in, right? Some people are very finicky and don't like mustard and vinegar in their milk or whatever else they're putting in the thing. So for finicky people who don't like to mix their milk with mustard and vinegar or their wine or beer, so they have a separate receptacle on the kli for dipping. Okay. That's called beis hatzvita. Betruma v'lo bekodesh. That only applies to truma, where a portion of a kli could become tamei and not the rest, and then you'd only have to be tovel that portion of the kli to make it tar. But by kodesh, there's no such thing. If part of the kli is tamei, the whole kli is tamei. Surely by tumas d'oraisa, there's no such thing. If part of a kli becomes tamei, the whole kli is tamei. Hanosias hamedris, nosias hatruma. A person who's carrying something, he's not touching it. He's carrying something that is tamei medris, okay? That like a zov sat on something. It's an avatuma. Medris is an avatuma. So you're carrying something that's an avatuma. You can still carry truma. You don't touch the truma. You can carry the truma in a barrel that's made out of klicheres. So by touching the outside of the klicheres, you don't make the thing tamei, not the kli and not the thing inside. And we're not afraid that you're going to touch the thing inside. So if you're carrying, what's it called, something that's tamei medris, if you would touch the thing inside, Rashi, as Mashmal will see, that it does become tamei. But we're not afraid you're going to touch it by truma. So you can carry a barrel, or so you can carry on your shoulder something that, what's it called, you're not touching, that's tamei medris, and you can carry truma in something that is not mekabel tuma at the same time. Avalo is kodesh. Kodesh, you can't do that. Kodesh, you can't carry a barrel full of kodesh at the same time you're carrying something that's tamei medris. Let's see Rashi till here. Chomer bekodesh mitruma, shemadbilim kli v'soch kli sheshneim tmeim. One chomer of kodesh more than truma is that by truma you're allowed to be tovel two kalim that are tamei, one inside the other, and by kodesh you can't. Avalo the kodesh, more in first time. The Gemara explained the reason. Achorayim v'tochu beis hatzvita l'truma, kli haroi l'shtamish besocho me'achorav u'beis tvisoso. A kli that has three functions. You can use the inside of the kli, the outside is also used, and the beis hatzvita, like we said, either this receptacle for dipping or the place where you hold it to give it to somebody else, called tashmish v'tashmish v'chashiv kli b'fnei asmo. Each function is considered a separate kli. V'inyin truma. Shem nitmazeh lo nitmazeh. V'tumas v'rabbanan komer k'nforesh v'gmara. These are valid only by tumas v'rabbanan. There is no such thing by tumas d'oraisa. If a kli becomes tamei, the whole kli is tamei min haTorah. But if it's tumas v'rabbanan, they made this distinction by truma. Avalo l'kodesh. Shem nitma echad meyam kulo tamei l'kodesh. By kodesh, if any part became tamei, the whole thing is tamei. Hanosias hamedris menal shel zov. Person's carrying a shoe that a zov wore. So that is what's it called, an avatuma. Right? Anything that the zov sits on or rides on or whatever becomes an avatuma. Nosias hatruma b'chav v'sheinu negeya b'avira. He's allowed to carry truma inside a barrel that is made of klicheres. The Bach adds that klicheres, that he doesn't touch the inside. And he doesn't. The outside of a kli cheres doesn't become tame. So therefore, the truma remains tahor, even though you're carrying at the same time a shoe of a zav. Avalois hakodesh, bigmarim aforish time. I'm going to explain the reason why. Lo kemidas hakodesh. Okay. What?
Why does it have to be at the same time?
Doesn't have to be even at the same time. Yeah, that's why my so what's it called? We get to this. Loka midas hakodesh. If Rashi said bigmorim beforish time, well, then let's have patience. And Rashi says bigmorim beforish time. We'll wait till we get to the gemara. Okay. Rashi said that, so you'd have patience. Loka midas hakodesh. Bechatzitzas tvilos of midas hatruma. Okay. Now we're going to go weiter. Okay. Och big day ochle kodesh. Obidve ochle truma, medris lekodesh. The clothing of people who are careful to be tahar for truma are considered tamei for people who eat kodesh. And the reason is that we're afraid that the person's wife was a nida sat on them, and they became an avatuma. So even though the person eats truma and he's careful to make sure they're tahar, that's good for truma, but it doesn't help for kodesh. For kodesh, it's considered tamei. You have to tovel it. Midas hatruma Midas hakodesh midas hatruma. Now we're going to say some other chumras. The things that apply to kodesh don't apply to truma. Shebekodesh matir umenagev umatpil. The way Rashi learns is if you have something that's tied and it's tame. So first you have to untie it before you tovel it. Take out the knot. Dry it, and then you can be tovel it by kodesh. The achar kach kosher, and then you can tie it back after it's tahor. Uvi truma kosher, the achar kach matbil. But by truma, you can tie it, and you can be tovel it with a knot. We're not afraid that there's a chatzitza talking with a knot is loose. But by kodesh, we are kosher. Kelim hanigmorim betara, tzrichim tefila lekodesh. A keli is not mekabel tumah till it becomes a kli, till you finish it. So a kli that you finished, and when you finished it, you had intention to watch it shouldn't become tumah. Because until then, you didn't have to watch it bechlal, because it can't become tumah anyway. So you had kavana to watch it when you finished it, that it shouldn't become tumah. Still, you have to tovel it for kodesh. Right? A new kli has to be tovel. Here we're talking not about tefillah, because it was goy's kli or whatever, that kind of tefillah. Tefillah of Gabi Tahara. That in order it should be pure, should be tahar, you have to be tovel it before you use it for kodesh. Avalo the truma. But if you had kavana to finish it, but tahara, it's good enough for truma, you don't have to tovel it. You don't have to tovel it. Hakli mitzarif masha besocho the kodesh. Avalo the truma. If you have mustard seed in a kli, so, and you touch one of them, so only that one becomes tameh, and it's metameh by truma one more, that becomes a sheni, and it's posel one more seed next to it that it touches, or the seeds all around that it touches, and they become a shlishi, and after that, the whole rest of it is tar. That's legabe truma. But the Kli makes everything in it, even though it's separate things. One thing, Legabi Kodesh, therefore if you touch any of them, all of them become Tamei. Because they're all considered like one thing. It's like you touch the one side of something and the other side becomes Tamei. It's all one thing. Same thing over here. Everything inside the Kli is Mitzarefit and makes it considered like one solid thing. And therefore, if you touch one, all of them become Tamei by Kodesh. So, HaKli Mitzarefit Mashavasochel HaKodesh HaValo LeTrumah. Rashi. Lo kemidas hakodesh bechatzitzas tvilos of midas hatrumah. When it comes to toveling things and what we are afraid that maybe there's a chatzitza that the water doesn't get to the entire thing, we're choshish by kodesh more than by truma. Shebekodesh im yesh beged tomei ubola hatbilo. By kodesh, if you have a beged that's tomei and you want to be tovele it, im kosher hu, if it has a knot in it, matir es kosher. First you have to untie the knot. Because the knot is like a chatzitza, because the place where it's tied could be the water won't get there. Umenagev, and you also have to dry it. Imlachu, menag votchila. If it's wet, you have to dry it first. Why? V'achra mebi, and then you can be matpalit. V'chol zem mishum didomi l'chatzitza. So what Rashi learns is that you have to dry it pashtas because maybe there's dirt, and the dirt will what's it called, prevent the water from getting there. Others learn that it's talking where the water on the water is tummy. Now normally, if you put water that's tummy in a mikveh, it becomes tar, because it becomes like planted and connected to the mikveh, and it automatically becomes tar. But here, we don't say that, and the, what's it called, by Kodesh, the water would remain tummy, it would not become tar. That's another shot in why you have to dry it out. Okay. Uvitrumim rutzel a kosher kosher v'yachmet matpil. But by truma, you could even tie it before you tovel it. You could tovel it when it's tied. Kalim hanigmorim b'tara shenizer b'hem yishabol somach legomram shurim lekabel tuma. You were careful with them that they should be tahar. They shouldn't become tame from the time you finish the kli, because before you finish the kli, it can't become tame anyway. So you have to be careful. But right before you finish the kli, when it's ready to be mekabel tuma, you were made sure that it didn't come in contact with anything tamei. So that's good for truma, but tzrichim tzvila l'kodesh. The Gemara beforeish time. And the Gemara explained the reason why. Okay. Hakli mitzarif is masha besocho. Ochlim chatichos harbe bekli echad. You have little pieces of, like we said, mustard seed, but you have a piece of meat. Right? A lot of what's it called, separate pieces of meat, chunks of meat in a kli. Okay? V'noga tomi bechad, man, somebody tell me touch one of them. Haklim etzarfen lios kulam chaticha achas v'timu kulam, nitmu kulam. So the Gabi Kodesh, the Kli makes them like into one solid thing. If you had one solid piece of meat and you touched one end, the other end and the rest of it would become tamei too. But if you have a lot of pieces and you touch one piece, so the piece next to it that it's touching becomes tamei, right, by truma. So the thing you touch becomes a sheni. The thing next to it is a shlishi. And after that, there's no more tuma. So just the one you touched and the one next to it by truma. But by kodesh, normally if it wouldn't be in a kli, the one next to it would become a shlishi, and the one after that would become a ravi. And after that, there'd be no tuma. But if it's all in a kli, then we consider all the little pieces connected, and therefore if you touch one, all of them become tame by kodesh. Avalola truma, ela osa shenogabo havi rishon. But if you're an avatuma, then the one you touch is a rishon. The hanugas bo havi shnia. And the one that it touches is a sheni, right? If it's truma, v'hanugas, b'shni or shlishi. So by truma, there's already a shlishi, which becomes pasul. V'hashar toros, and after a shlishi, there's no more truma. Okay. Harevi b'kodesh pasul, v'hashlishi b'truma. Another difference in kodesh and truma is that truma extends to revi by kodesh, that the first three are tamei, means they can make something else tamei. And the Ravi, the fourth one is Pasul, can't make anything else Tamei, but it itself is Pasul. And by Truma, it only extends to three. The Shlishi is Pasul, and the Rishon and Sheni are Tamei, and after Shlishi, there's nothing. Uvit Truma, another difference. Im nitmeis achas miyodav, chaver to tahorim. By Truma, by certain Tumas, Tumas Rabbanan, if one hand became Tamei, the other one is tahar, and you only have to, what's it called, wash one hand. The one that became tameh. Again, by Tumas Rabbanan. The moral of the discuss what it is. Uvakodesh matlo shveyim. By Kodesh, you have to be Tovel. Netilah Shadayim doesn't help for Kodesh. We learned that already in the last parak. You have to Tovel both hands. There's no such thing as only one hand becoming Tami. Matl Shteyam, Shayad Metami Eschaverta. By Kodesh, what's it called? Eschaverta. By Kodesh, one hand is Metami, the other one automatically. Rashi. Pasul Ve'eno Pasul Oracha. Pasul means that it's Tame, but it's not Metami something else. Im nitme sachas miyada, betuma the rabbanan. She'ena metame el yadayim, velo es aguf. A tuma the rabbanan, that's only metame the hands, but not metame your body. Like touching kisvei hakodesh. Right? One of the yudches dvarim. So they made things that are metame your hands to be considered a sheni. Those things, only one hand touched it, only one hand is tame by ketruma. But by kodesh, both hands become tame automatically, and you have to be tovel both of them. Okay? Ochlin the guvin biyadayim misoavos betruma avalo bekodesh. You're allowed to eat truma with hands that are tame, as long as the truma never became mukhsha. It was dry, never became wet. So something that never became wet with one of the shiva mashkim is what's it called not makabel tuma. So since not makabel tuma, and even though you're tame, you're allowed to eat truma with what's it called with hands that are tamei, as long as the truma was never mukshel lekabel tuma. Biyadai misoavos shnios letruma, right? Only hands that are shnios letruma. The kivin lo hukshel lo mitzla, because it can't become pasul if it wasn't mukshel. So the worst it could be is that the truma will be pasul, because sheni makes a shlishi by truma, and since it can't be makabel tuma, we're not afraid of that, and therefore you're allowed to eat it. Avalo leko. This is more first time. We want to explain the reason for the difference between truma and kodesh, and which tumas this applies to. Which tumas you're allowed to eat truma that wasn't mukhshar lekabel tuma. Ha'onein ve'umechusur kippurim tzrichen tefila lekodesh avol letruma. An onein is a person that somebody died, and up until the burial, and Tosh brings down that even after the burial, the same day that of the death, min haktori is considered an onein legabi eating, what's it called, legabi eating kachim. An onein is not allowed to eat kachim. So, what's it called, the day of the death, completely. And the night after the death, if the person hasn't been buried, is also midrabanan. Okay. So, but even the day after, by an onein, the halach is the rabbanan of aninus. Don't apply after the kvura, then you become an other. But the halachas deraisa of an onein vis-a-vis kachim, that applies even after the kvura, the day of the death. The whole day of the death, the person is an onein v'gabi kachim. Okay? And after that, okay, so an onein and a mechusar kippurim is the following. Mechusar kippurim is a zav or a zava, right, or a yoledes that is tameh, and they become tahar on the seventh day, and they go to the mikveh, but then they have to bring a korban. So they can't eat kachim until they bring that korban. So the next day, they were tovel, and they're tahar. They bring kachim the next day, right, but they can't eat that kachim until they go to the mikveh again. So an onein and a mechusar kippurim have to have tevila, even though an onein's not tamei. He didn't come in contact with the dead relative. The dead relative was buried in Eretz Yisrael. He was in New York, but he's an onein. So before he can eat kachim, he has to be tovel, right? But he doesn't have to be tovel for truma. He can eat truma without being tovel. As soon as his aninus is finished, he can eat truma. And a mechusar kippurim, the same thing. He's tahar, went to the mikvah on the seventh day. He doesn't bring his carb until the eighth day. He can't eat kachim till he goes to the mikvah, but he could eat truma even without another tevila. He had one tevila. Even now he brings his karbanos, he could eat truma without another tevila. Tosus points out, it's masher from here, that you, what's it called, don't need harif shemesh. Even though normally a person who's tamei can't eat truma or kodesh till he goes to the mikvah and the sun sets, right? But for these tumas, they weren't gozer that you have to wait till after the sun sets. Immediately after the tevila, you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to eat kachim. Tosa says there are differences. These two specifically are you don't need Harif Shemesh. There are other Tumas Rabban that you do need Harif Shemesh. It's not a clear-cut, across-the-board rule that every Tumas Rabbanan doesn't need Harif Shemesh. There are Tumas Rabbanan, like the Rabbanan said that an Am Ha'aretz as a Din of Azov, there you need Harif Shemesh. Because we consider him like he would be Tamim in HaTorah. But the Tumas Rabbanan, the Rabbanan clearly said are only rabbinic Tumas, those don't need the Harif Shemesh.